Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Wednesday, October 21st, 2015. One Palestinian youth was killed by Israeli troops' gunfire near Jerusalem on Wednesday, while an elderly man died during ongoing clashes in the southern West Bank city of Hebron. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. On Wednesday afternoon, Mu'taz Atallah Qasim, 22, was shot dead by Israeli soldiers outside the illegal Israeli settlement of Adam near the town of Jaba, north of occupied Jerusalem. He is from Izaria town near Jerusalem. Qasim was shot dead after allegedly he tried to stab two Israeli soldiers on the Jaba roundabout just outside the illegal settlement. According to witnesses, the man was shot with multiple live rounds to the head and the abdomen, while another youth standing near the incident area was arrested by Israeli soldiers and taken to unknown location. The circumstances of Qasim's death remains unknown. Israeli troops closed down the road, which leads to the nearby city of Ramallah and the northern part of the West Bank, which led to severe traffic. Earlier on Wednesday midday, Hazem Al-Azza, 54, from the Tel Rumeida neighborhood in Hebron Old City, died of severe effects of tear gas inhalation after dozens of soldiers invaded a Zawiya area in the city and clashed with local youth, medical sources at the Hebron Governmental Hospital reported. Medics rushed to the scene and tried to stabilize his condition before moving him to hospital, where he died of the severe effects of tear gas inhalation. Several Palestinians were also injured after being shot with live rounds and rubber-coated steel bullets, while dozens suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation in Bab al-Zawiya area and Tariq bin Zayed Street. In addition, a Palestinian youth was shot with a live round in the chest during clashes with Israeli soldiers invading the Dawara area in Sa'ir town north of Hebron. On Tuesday at night, soldiers shot and killed two children, aged 15 and 17 years old, in Hebron Old City, allegedly after they tried to attack soldiers. The army claimed that one soldier was lightly wounded. Since October 1st, 53 Palestinians have been killed and more than 2,000 others were injured by Israeli troops, according to Palestinian medical sources. A report by the Palestinian Ministry of Health showed that since the start of October, 5,500 residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation fired by Israeli troops targeting Palestinian protesters. More clashes on Wednesday were reported in Ramallah City, Central West Bank, Bethlehem in the south, and Nablus in the north. In Bethlehem, two youth were shot with live rounds. In Ramallah, 17 people were injured by Israeli troops' live gunfire, rubber-coated steel bullets, and tear gas. Moreover, at least 28 Palestinians were kidnapped during army invasions and home searches on Wednesday at dawn, targeting a number of West Bank communities. 21 of those kidnapped were taken from Hebron City. The rest were kidnapped during army attacks on homes in the cities of Nablus, Jenin, and Bethlehem. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, October 21st, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi. I'm me, Ghassan Bannoura.